All right, episode 51, we're back, and we're back with Kyler, Mr. C. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, so we were just literally in the other room shooting the bull, as we're known to do from time to time, and said, dude, this is a podcast. So the wonder, in case you're wondering what we're talking about the Atlanta Braves just announced their new alternate uniform.
Yeah.
Right? We love sports here in the office, big sports guys, right? And we were talking about, hey, oh, they're mixing the old with the new and all this good stuff. And I was like, hey, dude, let's do a quick little rundown on sports logos. But man, we've got a lot of sports.
Yeah.
We got a lot of sports leagues. We got a lot of teams. Right. I mean, all sorts of stuff, right? So we thought, hey, why don't we just jump on the pod real quick and do a quick little 15 minutes on Major League Baseball sports logos.
Baseball's coming right up.
Yeah. Hats.
April's almost here.
Unis, you know, and we're at the time we're recording it. I guess we're at the end of spring training, getting ready for the season, right?
Right.
Starts in a week or so.
I think it's right around. I think Masters weekend we get Braves and Augusta.
All right, nice.
Exciting times here in Georgia.
I know for sure. Yeah. So ready, go.
So the Braves launch a new uniform, which I'm assuming it's an alternate. You know, we're not gonna. That's not going to be the primary uniform,
but
it's kind of an homage to the 60s and 70s Hank Aaron era, retro royal blue, red accents with predominantly white. But instead of using the lowercase script, or I guess, it's kind of a lowercase script. It's the traditional uppercase script A that we have on our primary uniforms.
Yeah, so it's a cool blend, blend of old and new, which is cool. How do you feel about it? I like it. I think it's cool.
I like it. Yeah. We were talking maybe the hat could use some the way that they colored the panels on the hat maybe presents a slightly
they're
odd
breaking
shape.
The color not where the seams of the material
the panels
break.
Yeah,
in a traditional sense. So like most things, I think you got, and even like when you're designing a logo, like it's hard to sometimes just utilize it in a vacuum, you know what I mean? And see it in a vacuum. It's like, hey, I got to see it on TV. I got to see it on,
you know,
a jersey.
See the hat on someone's head.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, that kind of makes an odd shape.
Exactly. So let's talk about the rest of the league though. You know, we're talking about Atlanta, of course. I mean, off the top of your head, do you have any exciting baseball logos that you've always loved or you've always hated or what's your thoughts there?
So the traditional letter marks have always been kind of, to me, it's your, you know, quintessential baseball logo.
Totally.
Whether it's the Yankees, the Dodgers, or your team, the Giants.
Yeah.
I think the Giants have one of the best ones.
Yeah, I do love the SF there.
And I've always been a little jealous of the black and orange. I think it's a good looking.
Fantastic color scheme.
So I am a bit of a traditionalist. I do like the classic ones and the ones that have probably changed the least.
Yes.
Which is usually indicative that they were successful designs. You know?
Yeah, totally.
And the Willie Mays era Giants.
So sweet.
More or less the same uniform. You know, it hasn't really changed.
Yeah, so we had the old ones where it was a Gothic Giants typography. Then in the 80s and then part of the 90s, they went to that kind of all caps, but it's very friendly, big G, and like it kind of went across the front of the chest. Right? The hats have always been the same. But then they went back to the hard-edged Gothic type, right? Which fits in really well with, you know, the Boston Red Sox and all those kind of quirky, weird, old Gothic kind of typefaces, which is nice. So, yeah, baseball for me, and I made a couple little notes as I was waiting to get going here, is there's kind of two schools of thought with baseball. And it's interesting because it's been around. I mean, we've got teams. I think the Braves actually are the longest operating professional baseball team from the 1800s.
Boston Braves.
Late 1800s, right? So, I mean, we've had baseball teams forever, right? And I agree with you in terms of you were mentioning the typography of baseball. You know, you kind of have two schools of camp for baseball teams. You have the letters and the ligatures, specifically ligatures,
right?
You've got the SF together. You've got the NY together, both for the Mets and for the Yankees.
San Diego does it too, right?
Yeah, SD. Yeah. St. Louis, I would argue, is a great STL.
A great one. Yeah, right? they weave three in there, and it looks really good.
Exactly. You've got some epic failures, I would say, like the Colorado Rockies, that CR. And this is tough because we're obviously on a podcast.
Oh, the CR that makes a G?
Does it make a G?
I feel like it. Maybe I'm wrong.
What
maybe
would the G be for?
I think like the leftmost stem of the R intersecting with C kind of creates a G.
Yeah, but I don't think that's intentional though, to be honest. No. You know. But point being, I say right. It's an epic fail. Like, yeah. I don't think those letters go together at all. And then TB, Tampa Bay, when they left the right. Devil Rays and went to the Rays, they had a T and a B that were kind of just like next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
they didn't really integrate those very
yeah, well. And this is weird because obviously this is a very, very visual aspect, and here we are describing yeah. it for radio. So I don't know how successful this podcast is going to be. But
baseball fans will know. They yeah. know the uniforms, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, San Diego, the Padres, I think it's okay. It's fine. It's nothing special like the old school, you know, New York and San Francisco, you know. LA, it's hard to knock the LA. I mean, I hate the Dodgers with a passion.
We both hate the Dodgers, but I do love
it's fantastic their, hat, yeah. fantastic logo, everything
fantastic
about
uniform.
It.
Just yeah. the, almost a single color scheme. I know they use yeah. red very sparingly as an accent.
Usually, do they use red?
Yeah, like on the numbers, you'll still see.
Some oh red, yes, you know? Yes, yes. The numbers are red,
but it's yeah. more or less the royal blue and the white.
Interesting gray, too. I think red. The Dodgers are kind of from that bygone era where sports teams move and keep their names.
True.
Which I found
the
incredibly.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's from dodging the cable car, the cars or whatever, the little right. cable cars yeah. or such. You know.
Oh, your Giants were the you know.
Well, they've always been
New
the Giants.
New York baseball Giants.
Yeah, they're the baseball right? Giants because they had the football Giants. You know, but like, I know we're talking about baseball, but like, it makes no sense to me that the Utah Jazz basketball team are named Jazz.
You know what I mean? Basketball, they say.
Yeah.
The Jazz moved from New Orleans to Utah where they don't allow music or something like that. The yeah. Lakers moved to LA where there are no lakes.
Yeah, but. Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, so, I mean, there was, you know, sports teams moved around but kept their yeah. everything, right, which is interesting. So, but anyway, back to the point at hand, I think that baseball for me is in two camps. You have the ligature, which I think is great, mm-hmm. and all those great old established, so synonymous with baseball.
Yeah.
Then you have these other teams that have varying degrees of successful logos right on the front of the hat, right? I would say the old school Milwaukee Brewers mitt, right, which is the M and the B.
The M and the B with the baseball.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't consider that a typographic ligature. I would consider that a logo.
It's a logo.
You know, it's a logo. Fantastic logo, okay. I think.
You see, I
think it's
a smart logo, right? Yeah. Like, I think that they did a really good job on it.
Yeah.
The overall shape and how it reads, particularly from afar,
mm-hmm.
I'm not as big a fan of.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, what was the alternative? They had the M on there for a while, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. After they moved beyond that, in the after the 80s, I think in the 90s, mm-hmm. they went kind of, they leaned into the beer aspect of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Right.
And it
right.
was an M with like a little wheat stalk or like some
that's
grain.
Right. That's right. That's what it was.
And,
yeah.
and it kind of went like ice house microbrew mm-hmm. sort of like, they were kind of going with we drink a lot of beer sort right. of deal in yeah. Milwaukee, right? But I don't know. I've got a soft spot for that 80s and before the 80s, obviously, but that MB, to me, it's kind of like the FedEx arrow. In
yeah.
the Fed, right?
It, oh, there it's are a like lot of people that don't even see it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. There's a lot of people that saw that old Milwaukee mm-hmm. Brewers logo and probably never realized it was an M and a B.
Yeah, they just thought it was a mitt.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, yeah. right? So that's what I think is super successful about it, right? Juxtapose that, though, with like the Texas Rangers. It's
yeah.
just a T.
It's a T.
In a circle.
Yeah.
And it says Texas and Rangers. Now, it's you know, the typography is fine, you know?
Yeah, it's a classic looking uniform. I want to say it's more or less the same thing that Nolan Ryan was wearing and all of that. I think it's the same hat.
Well, are you thinking the Astros or are you thinking the...
No, the Rangers.
The Rangers.
Yeah.
I don't even know that he played on the... Did he play on the Rangers?
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't he own them now?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I'm so
he
synonymous
on the
with the Ryan
well.
Express with the Astros.
No, he played...
The Rainbow Jersey.
Texas teams.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So you learn something new every day.
Yeah. I like the listening. Texas... I don't know.
Well, the Texas hat is just the T, but I'm talking about like the logo. Yeah, I guess they just have the T on there. So same thing. I mean, again, if you split between the ligature and the logo, like I would say the Texas Rangers logo, because I don't really consider that a ligature. Like,
no,
it's not as successful for me. Same thing with like the Blue Jays, for example. The Blue Jays, like the typography does nothing for me, but they have that weird bird, the
yeah.
blue jay,
the blue
obviously,
jay.
Oh, and it's got yeah. the you know maple leaf in it mm-hmm. as for accent. You know, again, like okay, it's fine.
Yeah,
whatever. Doesn't really do much for me. You know,
I agree.
Yeah.
What do the Nationals have on their hat? I'm blanking now on the Nationals.
They have the W.
They have that kind of script.
That scripty swoopy whoopy.
Almost looks
W.
like the Walgreens W though.
It does kind of have a yeah, Walgreens vibe it to it. Yeah.
Now I do think that the Montreal Expos, what is the same franchise yeah. as the Nationals.
Yeah.
I liked their kind of lowercase script hat better.
With the three colors on there?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, it's fine.
I like that uniform.
It's funny because I don't think about it because that team doesn't really exist anymore.
No, hasn't for a long time. But they used to be in the Braves division.
Yeah, correct.
I remember Pedro
correct.
Being on the...
All right, off the top of your head, worst baseball logo, do you think, as it stands right now?
As it stands now, I'll stand by the D-backs.
The D-backs have the worst.
I don't like... Yeah, and I'm trying to think. I think the hat is...
It's the A with the zigzaggy pattern, right? Kind of like a back of a snake. Isn't that their thing?
That's one of them, but I think they have another one that's a D with a snake woven into it.
Oh, they do have the D. Yeah.
Because they went...
It's kind of Disney-ish looking. It's cartoony.
And they've got like... the front of their jerseys just say D-backs.
Yeah.
So something about that rebranding I wasn't a fan of.
Yeah.
I liked it better when it was the A. They had like the purple and teal colors.
Yeah.
Which I think Tampa Bay and Arizona... were expansion teams in the same year.
Yeah.
And they both had the purple and green color scheme there for a minute.
I don't know that either one of them have really done much for me, to be totally honest. So
with a sport that's so iconic with synonymous with Americana.
Yeah.
A lot of the most successful ones are simple color schemes red, white, blue, some kind of combination.
Yeah,
of
agreed.
Those colors,
agreed. And it was, you wear gray on the road.
On the road.
And on the road, you have your city. On your front of your jersey. And then when you're at home, you have your
white
team name.
Yep.
You know, that type of thing, right? I'm going to go and say the Miami Marlins, hands down my least favorite of what's happening now. I didn't really love the way it launched. I mean, I'm okay with the F. And it had the Marlin kind of wrapped around it, initially.
Yeah, I like the traditional one.
In the 90s,
In the 90s, yeah.
But then they went kind of South Beach, M, like neon, and they tried to be cool and black, and it did nothing for me. And now I think it's even worse. It's like this horrible abstract Marlin fish jumping out of the water with baseball. It's got the red threading or the needling of the baseball kind of wrapped. Like, it's too much.
It's not a hat I would want to wear.
No.
No. There's something about, the Red Sox hat. The Braves, the Yankees.
Yeah.
You just end up with that clean one color. I know with the Braves, we'll do it. The home hat will have the red bill.
Yeah.
I've actually always preferred the away hat.
Yeah. All blue?
Yeah.
Like
just
all blue?
All the navy blue with just the A on the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
To me, that's what a baseball cap should look like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, simple. I think less is more.
Yeah.
Again, as I mentioned, like baseball's been around forever and a day, right? So... It's hard if you're a new brand, I think, competing with like the Red Sox or the Mets or the, maybe not the Mets, but the Yankees, because it's like, oh, wow, those guys have been around for 100, 200, years, whatever.
The Reds jersey hasn't changed forever.
Cincinnati Reds?
Yeah.
Yeah, their Cincinnati C on their hat has never changed.
That's been
either,
the same thing forever. Yeah. And they're one of the old teams. The White Sox, we were looking at a rebrand, but I think it was just an alternate jersey.
Yeah.
They've stayed pretty close to the old, White Sox, the Black Sox team of, what was that, 1919?
The Black Sox?
Yeah.
With the scandal and whatnot? Yeah. I wouldn't know. You would know. 1990, sounds about right.
I think it's more or less the same jersey that they were wearing.
Their hat's different, though, that says Sox on it now.
You know? The hat is different.
I don't like hats that have full words on the front, though.
Yeah, I'm not as big a fan of that.
Yeah, not really my jam. So
now the Cubs have been more or less the same uniform.
Yeah.
It's hard for a sport that is so rooted in tradition for the expansion teams to form their own identity.
Correct, I agree.
But we were kind of talking about some of the ones that are more successful are the ones that kind of at least play in the same lane. And even if they don't have this history.
They kind of visually fake
this. Yeah, they visually create a look that feels like this has been a team for, 100 years.
Do you have a team that you like along those lines?
Are we thinking about the Guardians? The Guardians rebrand.
Cleveland Guardians.
I think that the type is really cool. It looks both modern and retro.
Correct.
It has a nice timeless, feel to it.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a team that has gone by one name for so long.
Yes.
I think for any sports fan, there's like this weird process where you're still getting used to, calling them the Guardians or for the Redskins, calling them the Commanders.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do think that it's been a successful rebrand because it's starting to feel more seamless and
correct.
You're kind of more comfortable just saying the Guardians versus,
Well, they kept the same color scheme, and to your point, Kyler, they really did a good job of modernizing the old, right?
Yeah.
But it's got one foot in both lanes for me.
Right.
Like, it's definitely modern, the way the Guardian script is written. But it kind of has a foot in the past, right, in terms of the way it's treated. Yeah. And then their crazy G logo with the baseball in the middle and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But again, they did what we are sitting here loving, which is the hat is just one color, and then the logo, the C that's on the front of that, is just one color.
Right.
It's nice and clean and simple. I think minimalism in regards to design, you know, is really successful there versus like what you're talking about with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So it's like there's too much going on. It's
way too much going on. Yeah. And to me, they're a franchise that, even though they do have a good history, they've never, I don't think, been able to quite find a look and feel that they've stuck with. I mean, they change the look of the Diamondbacks like every five years or something.
However
like
often they're allowed to do it, it feels like they do it. Same with Miami. Miami Marlins,
Miami does the
they
same
keep doing
thing,
the same
yeah.
thing. What about, I'm thinking back into the logo aspect, Baltimore Orioles.
You're talking about the new bird that they have on there? Because remember when...
Well, it's the new old... They had the old one, which was the cartoon bird.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking.
And it's a cartoon bird wearing a baseball hat.
I think it's kind of funny.
With the O on the front, right? Then they transitioned to like the end of Cal Ripken's career.
I was
going to
say the Ripken era.
It was like a realistic-looking bird.
From the profile.
Yeah, which I didn't like that at all. It's like I don't need a full bird on the front of this thing.
I didn't like it as much either. Growing up, though, to me, that's what the Orioles looked like. But they also have the O logo that they do.
Which is pulled off of the cartoon bird that's wearing the hat.
I think
the
I prefer the O.
Do you like the O?
Better than anything else.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. I'd agree with that, so... All right, a baseball confession. I'm not ashamed to admit this out loud for the legions of listeners. Minnesota Twins, obviously I'm not from Minnesota.
Right.
I was always confused as a kid as to why their hat was the TC.
Or for the Twin Cities.
The Twin Cities, right? I never understood that until I became an adult.
Yeah, I don't think
I
did either when I was younger.
Yeah, I was like, I don't get it. The Twins don't have like a C. What's happening here?
You know? Where's the M?
However, I think that's also a great case study of the localization and the cool factor of your own ownable team.
Right.
I mean, it is very unique. And Cleveland obviously transitioned to the Guardians, and they have the Guardian Bridge and the statues. And, it's unique to them. It's not just a generic sort of team name, if that makes any sense. So I do appreciate that.
I would say the Commanders was a much more lazy, and now we're switching sports, but the Commanders, in terms of a rebrand, far less successful. And it seemed like they put out flyers online in terms of like, hey, what names do you... What should we go with?
Yeah, well, they leaked like five or six names and the Red Wolves and all sorts of other crazy. I don't even remember half of them.
Some people still think that the Washington football team was the better option.
Was better. Yeah. WFT.
Feels somehow a little bit more classic.
Well, it does kind of have that throwback feeling to it, which is interesting. I don't know. Well, we can't talk about football. We're talking about baseball.
That'll be another one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to guess your favorite logo is probably Atlanta Braves. So
yeah, I love the A.
What came first, the Atlanta Braves logo or the Oakland A's A?
That's a good question.
I don't know the answer to this.
That's a good question.
Yeah, maybe we should edit this part out.
Well, I'll say this. I think it's the Oakland A's.
Okay.
Because when the Braves were in Milwaukee, it was an M.
Yes.
The hat, right.
Correct.
When they came here to Atlanta, I want to say that was almost immediately when they switched to the
blue color scheme?
The blue color scheme. So like the uniform that we have now was the Milwaukee uniform, but the hat was different, right?
Correct.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there was a transition where we had the script A, or not the script, the capital A on the hat here in Atlanta before the 60s retro look.
I don't know.
But I want to say maybe that was more the Dale Murphy back when. My issue with the 80s stuff is they didn't have the button up. They had the like pullover t-shirt jersey.
Yeah, it's a strange looking. Yeah. It was a strange look.
Yeah, and there were a lot of teams I think like went like really
changed
the look of their team completely. The Astros are probably the team that I'm thinking of the most.
Well, I think as our male guy comes up wearing a Braves hat right now.
He always has that hat on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a good look.
He's living the dream. I think... simplicity is key still, and the A's, it's just a two color thing, you know, which I think is nice. So.
Yeah. And what I will say about the A's is you do not see, other than like the Oregon Ducks,
you do not see
the green and yellow.
Yeah.
They stand out. I'll say that. And I hope that if they switch cities, which it seems,
plausible.
Yeah. It seems kind of imminent at this point.
Yeah.
That they'll keep the look and feel, even though if they go to Vegas,
Were originally, weren't they the Philadelphia Athletics, or am I totally making that up? Did they move from Philly? I'm totally making that up, probably.
I don't know. I've always known them as the Oakland. I think that they have always been the Oakland A's, but okay. I might be wrong. Baseball teams moved so much before, you know, even my dad was born.
I don't know. Yeah, but they're kind of like Alabama, the Crimson Tide, in that they've got elephants also, too. The A's have their secondary logo. Yeah. So, this is going to be a weird podcast for people to listen to because they obviously it's a lot of theater of the mind. This is one of those, like, if you know it, you know it, and we're kind of rekindling that memory, right? I would say my favorite secondary logo, so not primary logo, secondary logo considered not on the hat, but on the sleeve maybe of the jerseys, right? Things like that. It's got to be the San Diego Padres.
Oh, with the Friar.
With the Friar swinging the bat. Yeah, like the old cartoon. Yeah. You know, he's got the bat. He's all twisted up and stuff. His robes are flying one way. Like,
overall, I really like the rebranding that they did. The S and the D stayed, I think, the same or very close to
Pretty close. They may have added some little serify or some little points or
something. But the jersey itself looks a lot sharper now.
Tough color scheme.
The brown and the yellow.
Brown and yellow, yeah.
I think it looks better than that dark blue and yellow. And I don't know if they were doing that because of the Chargers. They kind of like,
maybe they were. Yeah.
But I think that the brown, I think it looks.
The way they've treated it looks pretty sharp, though. But they've got some tone-on-tone pinstriping, I think, going on, too, which is
now, pinstripe is the other kind of design feature that is almost exclusive to
baseball. Yeah. And let me ask you this, Mr. C. Uh-huh. Where has the stirrup gone?
The stirrup?
Yeah. Why don't we have stirrups in uniforms anymore? You know, coming up from the little stripe or whatever down here
that on
we
the
used
sock?
To have. Yeah, on the sock and everything. Or that extra little piece of gear you used to wear in Little League. I'm dating myself here.
The strap they would put on, it would hook on the bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Little League, they just made socks with stripes on them. I used to wear those.
Yeah.
But I do think somewhere when I was probably like 15, 16, still playing ball, solid socks
became the thing.
Got really popular.
But pretty much now we've got pants that go all the way down to the shoes. I mean, nobody wears like knee pants anymore like they used to.
Now, when I was a kid, Chipper had his, as kids, we had our pants above the knee.
Okay.
Kids got crazy with it. And then Griffey came on the scene.
Yeah.
And everyone had them all the way down.
Yeah, it was all baggy and swinging one-handed. Yeah. One-handed follow-through and that type of thing. So, all right. Well, we've probably prattled on enough about theater of the mind and baseball logos. Any final thoughts for you on baseball stuff?
Go Braves.
Likes? Yeah, go Braves. All right. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, you can find us at mocktheagency.com. You can find us on the socials. Just do @mocktheagency and drop us a line, and we'll chat with you next time. Thanks, everybody.